Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the big show. I'm Jerry O'Lennon. I'll be your host for the next 30 minutes or so. It's Wednesday, and that means Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place is here. Gidi is a licensed marriage and family counselor over at The Growing Place, and she always offers up pearls of wisdom, and she always gets, she's like, when I say that, I don't think, but it's true. I think she gives us a lot of good advice, and we learn a lot, and we'll learn some more today. And good morning, Gidi. How are you?
Fine. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. I feel pretty good. Pretty good. Thanks for asking. I guess I'm a little worried about this topic. We're talking about grit.
Yes.
Grit.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of times in my life where grit has been required of me.
Yes.
Which is different than grit when you say it's not required, but I'm going to have grit anyway. There is a difference. I just thought of it as we were talking about it.
Yeah, well, before we talk about that, let's just do a quick review of characterlab.org. This is from Martin Seligman's Positive Psychology Center at the University of Pennsylvania. What Christians would call virtues, they call character. So they're strengths of the heart, and I'm quoting from their website at characterlab.org. These are the helping strengths. They help you relate in positive ways to other people. They're strengths of the mind. These are the thinking strengths. They enable a fertile and independent life of the mind. And then we're going to talk about strengths of the will, and that's today's topic. These are the doing strengths that help you achieve your goal. So grit, if I call it by the Christian name, the Christian virtue of perseverance, it might make more sense.
Okay.
So grit or perseverance is continuing towards a long-term goal and not giving up, even in the face of opposition, setbacks, failures, delays, detours. And grit is fueled by passion and dedication. So think of any athlete. Any successful athlete has grit. Grit involves self-control. It involves getting up early in the morning and going to the ice rink or going to the track or lifting those weights or whatever it is. It involves, you know, losing at something and not giving up. So grit, and the Bible is full of scriptures for grit. I had a really fun time when we get to the virtue part of it, of showing how important grit is to our spiritual lives as well as our lives, you know, in our everyday life.
Is grit always required? Some people have a carefree attitude, happy-go-lucky.
Yes.
And those people sometimes might face a situation in which would require anybody else to have real grit, whereas another person might handle that exact same situation with more of a carefree way. Example, somebody loses a job. That requires sometimes looking for another job and really having grit in order to say, okay, I'm gonna make my resume, I'm gonna make these contacts, I'm gonna put this stuff together, and you know, you're going through a difficult time. Requires grit. Fair enough?
Yes, definitely.
And some people will say, yeah, it's no big deal. I'm good at what I do. I know what I can get this done. Grit's not required for me. Same situation, but one requires grit. Another person says, oh, the heck with it. I'll be fine.
Jerry, you're making an excellent point. And they actually talk about this on the website. And remember, they are into doing clinical studies. So this is not just an opinion. This is long-term observation of human behavior. And they found that the kids in school to whom things came easily, whether it was academics, whether it was athletics, whether it was social skills, the kids who just naturally rise to the top without much effort are not necessarily the ones who succeed in life because they never learn self-discipline, self-control. They, things come to them so easily that when their first failure hits them, if it hits them at age, you know, 18 or above, they have no framework. They have no place in their brain or in their experience or in their emotions to put that setback or that failure, and they really tailspin. You know, think of the quarterback of the football team who's the hero of the whole school and then goes away to a university, not in football, but just, you know, just as a regular student, and suddenly is a nobody, and nobody knows him. And now this person is going to have to work and strive to do what most of us have to do through working and striving. People who know how to do that working and striving tend to be the ones who succeed, because there's no goal worth having in life that we don't have to work towards and overcome obstacles to achieve.
So what you're saying is that having adversity young in life, some type of adverse challenge, if nothing
challenge,
else.
Challenge, I would say.
Challenge is something that is, and by challenge, I mean a challenge in which you lose.
A challenge in which you have,
fail.
You have disappointment, failure, setback, or just, you know, I think of me and my brother. My brother, everything always came easy to him. He and I took a lot of the same classes. You know, when I would show up, he was 3 years ahead of me or 4 years ahead of me. When I would show up in a class, the teachers would look at our last names, which were very unusual, and say, oh, are you so-and-so's sister? And I'd say, yeah. And I could see the look in their eyes, like very high expectations of me. Well, my brother hardly ever studied and made straight A's. Even with the cello, he hardly ever practiced. I was the one who had to study and practice.
We'll continue our discussion with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place about grit and self-discipline. We'll be right back after this brief timeout.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is live local talk.
So wake me up when it's all over.
Gidi Hansen is a licensed marriage and family therapist over at The Growing Place. She joined us on Wednesdays to talk about various, we get basically a free appointment with a family counselor. We learn a lot about ourselves. I know I do, and I enjoy hearing from her. We were talking about grit and self-discipline and how having to go through disappointments in our life helps us develop grit, which is different than self-control.
Yeah. You know, self-control is an element of grit, but it's much more. And these are the two elements that are more. And by the way, for our listeners, I'm getting all this information from characterlab.org, which is a branch of the Positive Psychology Center at the University of Pennsylvania.
Characterlab.org. Well, I want to make sure I set and delineate two things. Grit, it seems to me, is something that you have to deal with when something comes upon you, whereas self-control is trying. Grit seems more proactive. I have to do this in order to overcome this. Self-control is, I have to not do something in order to overcome this.
Yeah.
Not take a cigarette.
That those are good examples. The thing that makes grit more than self-control is that grit is fueled by passion and dedication.
Okay.
Self-control can be very dry. It can be very deadening if there's no life involved, if there's no passion involved. So think of Thomas Edison, who failed 99 times in his experiment with the light bulb. He had grit. He had passion. He had dedication. Most people would have given up after 99 times. But he didn't. And the 100th time, He was able to create the light bulb, which is, you know, the electricity that we can channel like that has changed our entire world. It changed history.
You know, Gideon, I hear that, and I love stories like that. But there's also the stories, we hear that story because he succeeded. But we don't hear the stories of people who've done things 99 times, and then they did it 100th time, and it failed. And yes. The 101st time, and it failed. We don't even hear about those stories.
No, they're really the more remarkable heroes, especially if, say, it's a mom who scrubs floors on her knees to put her son through medical school.
Uh-huh.
She's a great hero. We don't hear about her, right. But she's got grit.
Yeah.
She's got passion and dedication. It doesn't have to be something grandiose and world-changing.
Mm-hmm.
To develop this. That's true of all of these virtues. All of these characters enhance the life of the person developing this character or these virtues, and then it spills over and blesses the lives of the people who are around them.
But it seems to me too, Gidi, the goal for having grit has to be something noble. Not just, I want to have the best fantasy football team, and every year I'm going to keep trying and trying and trying to have the best fantasy football team. I mean, I guess that's grit, but it's not for no real purpose.
No, and that takes us back to the three types of happiness,
mm-hmm.
and what you're mentioning here is pleasure.
Yeah.
So this is not, you know, engagement or, you know, dedicating oneself to a higher cause.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely how we use grit determines the, you know, the fruit that it's going to, you know, a drug dealer could mm-hmm. have a lot of grit and
right.
keep eluding the police and the FBI and whatever, but in the end, what does he have?
Yeah, Bonnie and Clyde.
that's misapplied grit, but nevertheless, grit is something really important. I think as Americans, our life here, we think it's hard, and it is, but if we were to go to other parts of the world where just clean water is a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we would know what grit is. We would meet some really gritty people.
Well, yeah, the point that Bonnie and Clyde had grit. I mean, they had probably
yes.
more grit than anybody you can imagine, but for what purpose?
Exactly.
And I think that, that has to certainly be the key as well.
And I think, you know, sometimes, you know, walk up to somebody that you know and ask them, what is your passion?
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't have an answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we live a kind of passionless existence. You know, ask people, what are you dedicated to?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, even Christians, might shrug and say, oh, I don't know. Well, I like my job and I have a good family and I go to church, but what am I dedicated to? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So without the passion and the dedication, grit's not going to make much sense to us.
Mm-hmm.
So grit means I begin and I finish a project. Many of us begin things,
yeah.
but we never finish them. Grit means commitment to my goals with realistic expectations,
mm-hmm.
okay? Not a fantasy expectation. I'm going to, you know, enroll in this, you know, in this course or in this study of program, and I'm just going to zip my way through it, and it's going to be so easy and fun and yalalalala. Okay, that's very unrealistic. Grit looks at the world realistically,
mm-hmm.
but with passion and dedication. And grit requires steadfast effort, especially in the face of setbacks, errors, the mistakes we make, hardship, opposition, and failure. And if you think about it, Jesus Christ exemplified grit probably better than anyone I can think of.
This brings up an interest. Yeah, you're right. This also it brings up an interesting discussion I had with Pastor Donald Jordan a couple of weeks ago, and we kind of got into the whole meaning of life. What's the point of us being here? And are we? What are our purposes? And we're going to take a break right now. But do we have the right purpose in life in order to use the grit? Because grit can be wasted on things that don't really matter.
Yes.
And unless you really have a real purpose for why you want to be on Earth, the grit might be wasted. Continue our discussion with Gidi right after this.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
All right. You know, when I think of grit, the thing that comes up is the John Wayne movie, True Grit. They did a remake of it a few years ago, too, the Coen brothers. And that's grit, what they were going through, just continuing perseverance, never giving up. Grit has sort of the word itself has a word of, it makes me think of a physical nature. You know, you're gritty. You know, you're never giving up. I don't think, when I think of grit, I don't think of steadfastness in something other than something that's physical for some reason. Grit seems to me one of those words where it's, I'm gonna climb up that hill and I'm gonna make it up that hill and I'm gonna complete that mission. I'm gonna walk up there and I'm gonna make it to the top of that mountain. That's when I think of grit. I don't think of grit in terms of achieving a goal that might be something unphysical. I don't know whether or not anybody else has that feeling.
If anybody's ever taken difficult courses in school, if, you know, life has dealt you some hard blows, like your spouse of many years dies, it takes grit to keep going.
Right. And to take care of a family that you might have, and suddenly you have... there are so many things that can happen.
And
you're right, that is grit. That does take grit. But I guess for some reason, the word to me sounds like it's a physical word.
It's because you're so athletically minded, I think.
Perhaps. Maybe that's what it is.
That's your viewpoint and your expertise area. And definitely professional athletes have grit. Those who don't, they don't make it to the professional level at all. And remember that with grit, one's interest and commitment to the goal deepen over time. That's another thing. You may start out with a flame, but as you continue down this path, it develops into a blaze. It becomes more life, attracting your life and your energy. And it does involve self-control with passion applied to long-term values and goals. And I mentioned before the break, you know, our Lord Jesus Christ, his passion was to come to earth and find his bride. And he's done a lot to do that and given his life, and he still hasn't married her. That hasn't taken place yet. And who knows how many years in the future that is. That's grit. That's why we love stories like that, because it illustrates a commitment to a goal, and hopefully a noble goal.
Yeah, ultimately that is the...
That may cost you everything.
That's the ultimate grit, is what Jesus went through on the cross.
It is.
And again, it was a physical nature and a psychological one and an emotional one.
You know, even with athletes, half the battle is in the mind.
Yeah.
It's not just the body, but we know that we are... I like to think of us as holistically. So, you know, our bodies are not separated from our minds or our hearts or our souls or our spirits. We're all one thing. And when we're healthy, the one thing is all moving in the same direction.
Well, we're going to talk about this again next week. So if I could maybe just pound this into the ground a little bit more, because I want to make sure I get it. And when I still think of grit, I think of something that is, something has befallen us and we have to fight back to maintain control.
Not necessarily. It can be a goal.
That seemed more like self-control to me, where it's like where you're saying, I have to sit and study this. I want to get my license in marriage and family counseling. So that's self-discipline. I have to be disciplined to study and do that.
That is part of it, but without the passion and the dedication.
So you think there's grit there?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, all right.
Absolutely. Okay. Without passion and dedication, the self-control is just dead. It's just dry.
Yeah.
It doesn't really lead to anything.
Yeah. It's interesting because I still do see some people who have that more come what may attitude. And I don't know whether they're fooling people or not. And sometimes I see that type of attitude and I think, I wish I could be a little bit more like that, where they're just, they come across on the surface. And I wish I could think of an example, but like, yeah, that's okay. You know, no big deal. I mean, we'll get through it and no big deal. And they just move right on. course, we don't know what goes on behind closed doors, the suffering and the fighting and the grit that they might have to need to move on.
That's a good point. Sometimes it can just be a facade.
Yeah, it could be. We don't know. We really don't know.
Yeah.
But are there, but you're saying that studies show that somebody who has had difficulties and even more than challenges, failures at an early stage in life, will ultimately be more successful because they've experienced the pain, they experienced failure.
Well,
they develop
tools. They either develop tools or they sink.
Uh-huh.
So it becomes a survival thing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if the challenge is like a trauma, they may develop tools that work during their childhood to get them through their childhood, but it's not working in their adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
So, but all I can say is if you never think of weight training, if you never have opposition, if you never have to lift something or do something that you feel is beyond your ability to do, you'll never develop,
mm-hmm.
period. That's true across the board.
The challenge is the weight. How heavy is the weight?
Yeah.
And the heavier the weight, the stronger you're going to get.
Yes.
And that's sort of the same way it seems to me when you're facing perseverance. The heavier the challenge, the heavier the weight, the stronger it's going to make
you. Think of families where they have a problem child. Those mm-hmm. parents need grit. Think of somebody in a marriage that is unhappy and dissatisfied. Mm-hmm. That person needs grit to stay in that marriage, try to make it work out.
Mm-hmm.
So grit comes in all kinds of forms.
Do you think we as people notice it? I mean, in your role for what you do, do you see that on a regular basis?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think most people have it, or do you think most people aren't aware of it, that they need it?
I think that most people have encountered it, and some people have developed it,
mm-hmm.
just like anything else.
Okay. I've been talking to Gidi Hansen at The Growing Place. We're going to continue our discussion next Wednesday on grit, self-control. And Gidi, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
If you want to give Gidi a call or The Growing Place, and maybe you have some issues you'd like to talk about, she is a licensed marriage and family therapist. Their phone number is 588-0448. They also have many seminars and that kind of thing going on, which you can learn about at tgplace.org. Have a good day, everybody. So long.